We are now standing before The Poet and the Siren, a marble carved by Curion in 1909. Once again, let's take advantage of the work in plaster to compare the two works in two quite distinct materials, but especially to observe the modifications made by Rodin when the time came to transfer the work to marble. We see a nude woman bent forward and a seated nude man leaning back with his right arm raised. To make the woman a siren, Rodin added plaster to her feet. The base of the work is irregular and may be an allusion to the waves of the sea, the natural habitat of these half-woman, half-fish goddesses. In marble, the siren is even more engulfed in the material and the base is much more imposing. Once again, Rodin contrasts the smoothness of the figures with the rough quality of the block. The variations between the plaster and the marble demonstrate that for Rodin, artistic creation was a constantly evolving process.